This daily Christian newscast is brought to you in partnership with SermonAudio.com.
It's Tuesday, April 3rd, AD 2018. This is The Worldview in 5 minutes, heard at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Tragically, government officials in Eritrea have arrested 32 Christians, including a newly wedded husband and wife at a wedding party conducted in the capital city of Asmara. 10 people in the wedding party were also arrested at the same time. World Watch Monitor places the East African country as the 6th worst country in the world for persecution of Christians. Christians have largely abandoned the Girl Scouts and the Boy Scouts for their promotion of sexual practices referred to as abominable in Scripture. Now, as of March 4, 2018, the United States Department of Agriculture has issued a new set of guidelines for the 4-H programs across the country. The department prohibits, quote, discrimination of any individual based on gender identity, gender expression, sexual orientation, and or sex, end quote. The National 4-H received over $10 million in grants from the federal government in 2016, amounting to about 20% of its income. A young woman who survived an abortion shared her story with the secular Irish newspaper. Claire Colwell was a twin when her mother sought an abortion. She says, quote, one of us was aborted, one of us survived, end quote. But now, she's forgiven her mother. Colwell is encouraging Ireland not to repeal the 8th Amendment to the Irish Constitution, which affirms the right to life. She told the Donegal Now newspaper that, quote, an accidental or unwanted child still deserves life, even a child with disabilities. I was born 2.5 months early, weighed 3 pounds 2 ounces, had dislocated hips and club feet. I had to wear casts on my feet, a harness, and eventually a body cast. The abortion still affects me today, end quote. In recent tweets, President Donald Trump has raised concerns that the federal government has unfairly favored Amazon with its shipping policy through the U.S. Postal Service. Trump claims that the government is compensating some $2.5 billion, thus unfairly favoring Amazon over the smaller online businesses and mom-and-pop stores. Trump also tweeted criticisms of the Washington Post, owned by Amazon founder Jeff Bezos. God's law instructs government officials in Leviticus 19 that you shall not be partial to the poor or defer to the great, but in righteousness shall you judge your neighbor. Sadly, the U.S. Supreme Court took the side of the National Abortion Federation and against free speech when it let stand a lower court ruling against pro-life activist David DeLeiden. The decision upheld the liberal Ninth Circuit Court's prohibition on the release of videos that would have exposed more of Planned Parenthood's alleged sales of aborted baby body parts for profit. The South African political activist Winnie Mandela died in a hospital in Johannesburg early Monday morning. The ex-wife of Nelson Mandela, she was known for her endorsement of tire burnings of live persons when she told crowds in 1986, quote, with our boxes of matches and our necklaces, we shall liberate this country, end quote. Winnie Mandela is dead at 81 years of age. Ecclesiastes 12:13-14 says, the conclusion when all has been heard is, fear God and keep his commandments, because this applies to every person. For God will bring every act to judgment, everything which is hidden, whether it is good or evil. A Methodist church in Louisville, Mississippi, has decided to leave the United Methodist denomination over the denomination's stance on issues like abortion and homosexuality. The 180-year-old church plans to call itself First Methodist Church of Louisville, and according to an official statement, it will continue to be a, quote, Christ-centered church that is faithful to the Scriptures and the theology of John Wesley, end quote. 2 Corinthians 6:15-17 asks, and what harmony hath Christ with Belial? Or what part hath he that believes with an infidel? And what agreement hath the temple of God with idols? Wherefore come out from among them, and be ye separate, saith the Lord. And finally, three Christian-oriented movies are playing in theaters right now across the country. I Can Only Imagine, Paul, Apostle of Christ, and God's Not Dead, A Light in Darkness. I Can Only Imagine has grossed $55 million thus far, and after three weekends out, rates as the most popular Christian movie in 7 years. And that's The Worldview in 5 minutes. On this Tuesday, April 3rd, in the year of our Lord, 2018, subscribe by iTunes or email to our unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ. If you want the right worldview for your news, you'll want the right worldview for your children's education. That's why we produce the Worldviews in Conflict curriculum for your teens. It's a curriculum that will equip them to engage the war of the worlds. Check it out at theworldview.com/curriculum. That's theworldview.com/curriculum.